Well, good morning to everyone. I certainly hope that you are all doing well today. In the Gospel of Mark, there are many accounts of the healing miracles of Jesus. I want to talk about one of these healing miracles today. It's the story contained in Mark chapter 5. Let me read verses 25 through 29. Quote, "A large crowd followed and pressed around Jesus. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, 'If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.' Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering." This is a beautiful story, not only of miraculous healing, but of unwavering faith. Now, this poor woman had experienced an ongoing bleeding issue for 12 long years, and she did what most of us would do in a similar situation. She sought medical attention. It says the woman spent all the money, all of her money, and she tried to get better, but to no avail. She continued to get worse. Now, the fact that the doctors were unable to help her should not in any manner be perceived as some type of condemnation on the medical field. Doctors should be rightly viewed as agents of healing using their God-given talents. In fact, remember Luke, the physician, was a companion of Paul during his ministry and wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts. No, the woman seeking medical help was perfectly normal. What I want to emphasize in this story is the pure faith the woman had in Jesus' ability to help her. She said, "If I could only just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Friends, have we ever been in such a dire, desperate, seemingly helpless situation that we too could, or have indeed, cried out, "If I could just touch the hem of his garments of Jesus, I'm confident things would improve"? It seems from reading the story that as soon as the woman heard about Jesus, she made the decision to go seek him as soon as she heard. Now, as Christians today, we already know Jesus. We don't have to wait 12 years to seek his help. Friends, let me leave you with this. Let us, whenever we go through any type of trial, medical or otherwise, make Jesus our first option. Let us strive to seek and spiritually touch the hem of his garment. Amen.